fuck nuts! Welcome to Mouth Off!
Program, okay. I don't know why it keeps giving me new tracks though. That's fucking weird.
What's happening? Why are you getting new tracks? Are you clicking anything?
Well, now there's like an empty track, but it's fine. We're recording. It's fine. We're fine. Everything's fine.
Hi everyone. Welcome to the Mouth Off Partycast.
So,
I am one of the two hosts. My name is Jake.
I'm Connor.
And Connor sounds absolutely unenthusiastic about this.
You know, I'm still exhausted.
Oh, I'm Connor.
Fucking. Technical difficulties were happening.
Yeah, it took us a good deal and a half to get this up and running, but here we are. Connor, you care to explain what the listeners are going to be in? What? What are you laughing at?
No, it's nothing.
Connor, you care to explain to the listeners what they're in for when they tune into the Mouth Off Partycast?
Yeah, so basically what we're doing is just like... Basically, we turned the podcast format into a drinking game. So we're gonna have a alarm randomly going off, and we're gonna be talking back and forth. Whoever's talking when the alarm goes off has to take a shot or a drink, whatever we choose to drink that day. But you guys can help us decide what to drink and what the rate of occurrence is on the alarm and all that good shit. And you guys can follow along with us and drink with us when we drink. Because we'll be dropping these on Friday nights,
hopefully.
I believe. Hopefully.
Well, we haven't figured that out yet. This is just us kind of giving an intro, testing it out, seeing how it's going to work, and if it's going to be, if it's not going to be trash or anything. So.
Yeah, we're really just kind of winging this. We're just getting this up so that way we don't lose our name.
Yeah, which is something he pushed really hard and got me to panic about. So now here we are.
Yeah, no, there's another podcast called Mouth Hyphen Off. We are not calling it Mouth Off. Yeah, that's what we're going to call it now.
They are Mouth Hyphen Off.
Yeah, they can go hyphen themselves off.
Exactly. So, with this format, we are kind of hoping to... Well, so we kind of came about this because we're obviously stuck in this really ridiculous global pandemic. And everything seems bleak and sad. So we thought, you know what, screw it. We're going to just sit down. Him and I have these phone calls all the time where it's just been the funniest things between us, and we kept saying we should fucking record these. So this is us basically recording our phone calls with each other.
Yeah, and we were like, you know what? I think we can make money just talking shit and drinking alcohol.
Yeah, so
here we are. We also our American dream.
We kind of want to be this like little beacon of light in a very dark time. Where, you know, obviously the bars are closed, the clubs are closed. People can't really hang out with each other, although that hasn't stopped
Speaking
people
of
like
colleges. This is not going to get that fucking deep. Relax, Karen.
Shut up. Listen, here's the thing, right? Listen, look, man, here's the thing. We want to bring fun, and people need fun. And, you know, if they can't hang out with each other, like I said, it hasn't stopped college kids at all. But, yeah, we just want to be that. So if, you know, your plans get canceled, you tune in, you drink with us. If you are 21 or over, I want to preface that real quick. Cannot drink with us if you are under 21. So if all these Karens want to come out of the woodworks and start blaming us for their kids' alcohol poisoning, that is your fault.
We are not to be held responsible for any ridiculousness that happens. Wait, are we allowed to say that in 2020?
I'll bleep it.
All right. Well, we are not responsible for any of your ridiculousness outside of this podcast. If you choose to drink with us, or if you choose to drink illegally, that has nothing to do with us. So don't try to sue us, because we will win.
Boomed ya. All right. So, anything you want to get out of the way in this little segment here?
Yeah. I mean, we're really just kind of going over the format of the podcast for this episode. So
it's an intro,
expect,
but I don't really want to put out just like 5 minutes of bullshit. So.
I do. That's exactly what I want to do.
God damn it. I mean, all right. Well, do you want to get into a little bit? Because, like, I don't think we're ever going to get into it in any other podcast. But, like, who are you? What can people expect from you?
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, I guess we can just do regular introductions.
Yeah.
Yeah, so for even though we're only going to have 5 listeners, and it's probably going to be our parents and our close friends who already know us, but we'll do
Not
introductions
our
anyway. Yeah, not our parents. Hopefully. Mom, if you're listening, don't. So I'm Connor Fredrickson. You can follow me on Instagram at Connor Fredrickson. You can follow me on Twitter at Connor Fredericks, because my last name is too long for Twitter, apparently. And me and Jake went to ECU together, East Carolina, and studied in the film program. I went there to play college football, lived the dream for one semester, and then got cut, and then moved on with my life.
Weak
film.
Baby arm.
Yeah. No, I literally, no, so I was an offensive lineman. I was 270 pounds at the time. They wanted me to be like 300 plus. I was like, dude, my frame is not good. I was eating like 6,000 calories a day, and I could not gain another fucking ounce. So they just needed bigger guys is what they told me. And I was like, yeah, I think I'm done. I don't like being fat. So I'm just going to stay here and not play football anymore. So, yeah. And then I got in the film program, met this douchebag, and now we're doing a podcast together. So.
Yep. And that's all she wrote.
Yep.
And here we are. I'm a dude. My name is Jake, and
wait,
I
you're a dude?
Yeah. Oh, I forgot to tell you. I'm a dude.
Dude, how'd the operation go?
You know what? This doctor was all right.
It's just okay.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's a functioning penis, that's for sure.
Wait, I heard you had to pump the balls in order to get it up. Is that true?
They're inflated.
That's awesome.
So, I can't get kicked.
Hey, man. If it works, it works.
Balls is balls.
Right. Just like Audacity. May not be the flashiest thing,
anyways,
but if it gets it up.
Listen, I didn't interrupt you when you were going on your spiel about calories, so shut the fuck
up. Sorry.
I do the musics, and I do the films, and I couldn't do both at college. So I did the films, and then here I am. I don't know. That's me. I'm not going to promote any social media. Don't support it, but whatever.
Yeah, no, you'll Jake find actually me. Just I was going to say destroyed. No, he fucking deleted his Twitter, actually.
I was about to. Actually, I'm still going to. Or I'm just going to just, yeah, fuck Twitter. Honestly, fuck Twitter.
Yeah, so if you guys follow us on Twitter, I'm going to be the one handling it, and then Jake's going to be the one handling our Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram's going to be easy. It's just going to be, hey, the next episode is up.
You fucking asshole.
Bro, fuck Instagram, too. It's my favorite one, though, because I can just not listen to things on there. It's just pictures. I just look at, like, horror stuff. So.
No, I mean, like, I like Instagram, like, for looking at shit, but I don't like participating on Instagram. Like, it just feels stuffy and forced and staged whenever you, like, put something up. And so anytime I do post something, it ends up being, like, pretty simple. I don't like to put too much depth into it. But on Twitter, I can just, like, not take it seriously at all. Like, I can just talk shit on Twitter. So, attaboy. That was pretty
rate
good.
Rate it. What is it?
I'd give it a 7.5. It's pretty good. Okay. The duration wasn't very long, but it was solid. And you said it with your chest.
It was short and sweet.
Exactly.
Putting it out
good
there.
Good while it lasts.
So, yeah, no. Yeah, so, I mean, like, you follow me on social media or don't. I don't really care.
At Jake.Bruin. Follow on Instagram.
Yeah, Instagram. That's probably the biggest one. You'll want to see any of that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Like, we do have a Facebook page, but...
We do?
Yeah, we do, because you have to have one in order to make a business.
Well, you're running that
Instagram.
One, that's for sure. I am fucking around on
Facebook. No, the next thing I was going to say is that if you follow our Facebook page, you're going to automatically care about it more than we do, because we are not touching that shit. I can't fucking stand Facebook.
Oh, man.
Dude, me and Jake are the same way. We're like, we'll just, like, pop into Facebook out of nowhere, just say something really stupid and stir up the fire and just disappear again.
I'm not even stirring fire, bro. I told people don't trust their microwaves. Like,
just stir the pot a little bit. Just a little something.
I just popped in and said,
dude, like Nick Haddock in a group message. You just pop in and just say something and just leave.
Yeah, you know what? Honestly.
Like a fart in the wind.
We're all just better off, huh? None of this shit matters. Fuck everything.
But in the end, it doesn't even matter.
Are we setting a good first example here?
I think so. I think we're doing all right.
We're past the 10-minute mark. I think that's a good little intro for everybody.
We tried so hard, and we got so far.
Stop.
And we still got here.
Stop.
But in the end,
stop!
It doesn't even matter. It doesn't even matter, Jake.
All right, I'm ending this. Thanks for listening, everybody. Tune in where we'll actually be intoxicated and we'll actually be drinking things.
Damn right.
Woo! All right, peace out. Have great lives. Talk to each other. Love each other. Don't be stupid.
Yep, peace.
Peace.
That works. That felt a lot better.
Why am I still recording? Stop recording!